With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning, it's 11 o'clock. Sunny skies, 59 degrees in Wichita. The high this afternoon will reach the lower 70s. The energy plant at Wichita's Century 2 Performing Arts and Convention Center had a small fire early Saturday morning. ASM Global, who operates Century 2, says the fire caused catastrophic damage to a transformer, which provides power to the HVAC system in the round portion of the facility. This means there is currently no heating or cooling for the building. At this time, no events have been canceled. With the mild weather, staff anticipates minimal impacts for guests visiting the facility. ASM Global, the City of Wichita, and Evergy are already working to restore this system and anticipate it will take a few days until a new transformer can be put in and wiring redone. A police chase Friday night in Harvey and Sedgwick County resulted in the arrest of a Newton man. Newton police and Harvey County deputies were searching for a man wanted on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. As officers watched a location the suspect was known to frequent, the suspect's vehicle left the area at a high rate of speed. Authorities attempted to pull the suspect over, but he refused to stop. The chase traveled across Newton onto I-135 and then onto South Kansas Avenue before it ended on I-135 in Sedgwick County, where the car ran out of gas near the 101st Street exit. The unidentified man was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault, felony flee and elude, along with traffic and drug offenses. SpaceX just finished a week in which it sent four rockets to space, but one set to launch today will be the first of a new program to allow a kind of ride-sharing to orbit.
A SpaceX launch scheduled for this evening will be SpaceX's first in its new Bandwagon program. The rocket is carrying a bunch of smaller devices to place them in what is known as a mid-inclination orbit, or an orbit that is higher than the equator but lower than the poles. Allowing for smaller devices to share space on a rocket brings down costs of accessing space for those companies, as the cost is shared by all the so-called riders. The rocket, one of SpaceX's Falcon 9s, is due to lift off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida after 7 p.m. Eastern. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Your Sunday forecast, sunny skies and some blowing dust this afternoon with highs of the lower 70s. Breezy west winds as high as 35 and 40 miles per hour. Clear skies, lower 40s tonight. Right now, a west wind at 7, sunny at 59. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.